The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Mark Hockman.
When I'm at the cash pop machine, that is when I look my sexiest. We are going to get buck wild.
Go suck an egg.
Channing Crowder.
Hey, hey, Sugarfoot.
Small bladder. Big urethra.
Alejandro Solana.
Birds are expert hunters. They eat seeds.
This is how we do it.
Sports.
Pizza always tastes better if someone refers to it as
I'm going to kick you in the ankle.
Now, I don't think people can sometimes grasp the enormity of the oceans.
More sports.
I'll put this asparagus on him.
That song is a banger.
That's all newbie ride.
The most sports.
On the mound for the Marlins. Hello.
I'm a 3-and-D guy.
What would Jesus do?
I don't know.
The Hockman and Crowder extravaganza begins now.
That music can mean only one thing. It is game day, Monday night football. Dolphins can save us from a morass of crap that we all sat through this weekend, which I'll get to in a moment. We have an abbreviated show today, so I want to make sure we get all our messages in so that you know everything that's going on. So before we get underway, I want to talk about this very big event coming up Saturday. We've all heard, you know, men have to be strong and men have to be tough. But when it comes to our health, we need to be smart, especially if we're 45 years old or older. That's why I invite you to join Alonzo Mourning and other special guests, including Dan Marino and Ed Jovanovsky at the Miami Heat Men's Health Summit to learn how to take a proactive approach to your health from some of the country's most renowned health experts. The Miami Heat Men's Health Summit is this Saturday, starting at 9:30 a.m. You'll enjoy fun activities, giveaways, raffles for autographed prizes, and more. There's no time to waste. Come and get a health screening like Alonzo Mourning did. It saved his life. It can save yours. It's go time. It's Zotime. Learn more at baptisthealth.net/Zotime. That's baptisthealth.net/Zotime. All right. Here's what we have, and it's a two-hour Hockman and Crowder show today. It was a truly awful weekend for Florida football and football. And I don't know, I'm guessing you all have seen the Tim Reynolds tweet by now, Tim Reynolds from the AP, but I thought it was pretty fascinating. This has never happened, ever. Florida's FBS, FCS, and NFL teams are a combined 0-11 on the same weekend. Only the Dolphins tonight can save the state right now. But in FBS football, FAU, Florida, Miami, FSU, USF, and UCF all lost. In the FCS, FAMU, Bethune, Stetson, all lost. In the NFL, the Jaguars, the Buccaneers, both lost. And now if we expand it to football, Inter Miami lost on Saturday. They get bounced in the first round of the MLS playoffs after setting a record. We had kind of talked about it. And again, Crowder and I are not the most knowledgeable about MLS or really any type of soccer, but this ranks up there as one of the most disappointing finishes in all of Miami sports seasons. It just does.
Yeah. Is Canes or Inter Miami bigger? Because Inter Miami was supposed to be the monster.
Well, Canes, like, I mean, I said it a million times. Like, the Canes, you can't, it's very tough to go through a season without a loss. They still control their own destiny. Win the next two games that they've got on the schedule. They're going to be in the ACC championship game. The Inter Miami loss is seismic. Like, that's international news. It's, you know, I mean, we talked about it when Messi first came here. That's LeBron going to play for, you know, an Israeli team with Patrick Beverley and then losing in the first round of the playoffs. I mean, that's Michael Jordan, you know, at the tail end of his prime, but still, I mean, just having come off a World Cup victory two seasons prior, like, this is a seismic loss, not just for Inter Miami, but for the league. Like, MLS and Apple TV, they feel that, what happened on Saturday.
And I know what Georgia Tech did. I can break down the football side of it. I don't know what happened on the football side of it. How the hell?
Solana was there. You were there, Solana. What happened?
Yeah, so first of all, to put it in even better context, Atlanta United was the 9 seed in MLS this year. They had an interim manager. They had to fire their manager throughout the season. They had an interim manager. And Inter Miami still, over 3 games, it wasn't one game, right? You could rationalize, hey, one game, this team got the better of you. Over 3 games, Inter Miami was played very, very well against Atlanta United. And what they did was they stacked the middle of the field. They defended extraordinarily well. And all season long, despite Inter Miami being able to win the points record and to have 220 or more goal scorers in Suarez and in Messi, they were susceptible all season long to counterattacks. And what did Tata Martino choose to do without Sergio Busquets, who's their best defender, their best central holding defender, and Yannick Bright, who was out after game 2, got hurt in Atlanta United? He chose to play a more attacking style, to go press high and to just score as many goals as possible. And Atlanta United defended well. They kept Messi in check. Messi really didn't have a big impact on the game, even though if you look at the box score, he had a goal, he had an assist. And they attacked on the counter and they executed their 3 chances on the counterattack. And they beat Inter Miami just playing grinded out, disgusting soccer. And it worked.
I'm guessing if you do that, and again, I have a rudimentary knowledge of soccer, if you're going to play that style, when you do get an opportunity, you have to capitalize on it. Yeah, and they
absolutely did.
So you're kind of taking a gamble, like, hey, we might get 2 or 3 opportunities to capitalize this entire match. And if we capitalize on those, we're golden.
Yeah. And their goalkeeper, I tweeted out after the game, Brad Guzan. I mean, this isn't like some random MLS guy. He has national team experience. He played in England. Like, he's a very, very good goalkeeper. He's towards the tail end of his career. Build that dude a statue outside of Chase Stadium, because he had Messi, Suarez frustrated after they scored the second goal to tie it, Messi's header. Leo Campana came, shoved him. Suarez was in his face. Like,
I saw Guzan, that video. That video was great.
Guzan was chirping at him the entire game, and the dude is a legitimate captain, worthy of that captainship. And he was in their heads the entire game, but he just made save after save the entire series. And again, Atlanta United, just look at their second goal. Turnover in the midfield. Inter Miami has players up rather than back. The middle of the field is exposed one-on-one. Multiple one-on-ones throughout the game. And Atlanta, they executed. They capitalized on those chances. That's what you do in soccer when you're out-talented, right? The other team has more talent. You can't go out there and try to beat them at their own game. You play closed in the back, and you try to take advantage of all your set pieces and all your counterattacks. They played it to a T.
I always play closed in the back.
Tell you what, man. That's the end of that. It was fun while it lasted.
You know what? It's funny. I started this, and I'm going to say that Solana was explaining the soccer side, and like you said, Hawk, I don't know what the hell he's talking about. It's kind of what Georgia Tech did to UM. You have more talent. We're going to slow this game down. We're going to get to 3rd and 2. We're going to get 3 yards, and we're going to do it again and again and again and again. Boring-ass game, and it played right into Georgia Tech's hands.
Right. If you're going to – if you're rolling the dice on that style and you can actually capitalize, and Miami's defense we know is a little bit suspect, so it's a little bit easier to capitalize.
I didn't know the front 7 was going to let that happen. I knew the secondary can get taken advantage of. I didn't know that front 7 could let – 19 guys run for 80 yards apiece. Like, that makes me question this playoff run, watching how Georgia Tech.
It's certainly, and again, it's one game, and like I said, it's so difficult to go undefeated for an entire season. But you did watch that game and go, ooh, has it been an illusion, and are we in for a rude awakening when it's playoff time?
Their goal was to keep Cam Ward off the field. Cam Ward can go throw for 500. Not with 7 series. He needs 12 series to throw for 500. So let's keep him on the sideline and have long-ass, boring drives. Go in there and get a touchdown on third and goal from the 2. And okay, yeah, okay, now yeah, go do something, Cam. If we get a 3-and-out, we're going to run it again for 9 minutes down the field. It was honestly a very smart approach to playing Miami when I started watching the game. Breaking the second half, I was like, oh, okay, I see what they're doing. They're not going to let Cam come out here and do what he usually does.
And he actually fell in the Heisman odds after that game. He's down to, I think, that Travis Hunter should do it. I can't remember who
he's done. Hawk, he's done in the high.
Well,
I think he's done.
But I mean that's so recent. Like you're telling me on a week from Saturday he goes out and throws 500 yards against, and you don't know what the other guys are going to do. But he goes out and throws 500 yards against Wake, and then it's the final game of the season, and they're at Syracuse, and he throws another 400 yards and 4 touchdowns, like. To declare him done after one loss, I don't know. That seems a little foolhardy in my opinion. Just because it would be like declaring him the winner after the game prior because he had such great stats. It's over. He's the winner. Like, why would you declare him done when Georgia Tech was just able to keep him off the field?
Yeah, and I don't even blame the defense fully for losing that game. I thought there were so many points left. I thought it was bad coaching all around on both ends of the field.
Don't get me started.
But I thought in order for Cam to win the Heisman, Miami had to go undefeated. He had to prove that he could run the table. His numbers had to be great, but they didn't have to be gaudy. He just had to go run the table with the Hurricanes. And I think when you look at what Travis Hunter's doing on both sides of the football, how well Colorado's playing, and then you look at what Genty's doing with Boise State. I can't see. And the fact that Oregon's undefeated with Dylan Gabriel,
Isn't Genty hurt though?
Yeah, I think he's a little banged up. But bro, his numbers are crazy.
I want Genty. They need to get some tests on Genty. That boy is stupid. he goes for 200, and you're like, how many yards does he have? 200. This is crazy. Dylan Gabriel too.
Yeah.
No. And to Solana again. So this is what Solana does. Other than the Heat, can lose by 40 and
right. Then, but nothing that doesn't matter. That doesn't.
They won last night, though. They won last night.
Last game. Right. Everything. He's not done. Wake. So what is it? It'll be Wake, Syracuse, and then who are they playing? SMU or somebody?
And it's just Wake and Syracuse, and then it'll be the conference championship game.
So he goes out and throws for 350 in all three of those games, another 1,000 yards. Like it's not done.
I would say it's far from over. Would have been. Yes. It's a great feather in your cap if you have an undefeated season and you're a great quarterback. Like yeah, that goes a long ways. But I don't think it's over.
Yeah, and they got to him. Remember the calm thing, the whole he doesn't get like Georgia Tech got to. Got to grabbing that leg and hitting them ankles a couple times, and he went to jumping around, which is understandable. But the game plan was the game plan Georgia Tech played was extremely intelligent. That was just I'm not giving too many people credit, but like yeah, they slowed that game to a snail's pace, and it was terrible, lame, Huck, with no 45, 48. They didn't want that. That's not the game they wanted to play. They wanted to play 25-23. That's the game they wanted.
Marlins have just made it official. They have hired Clayton McCullough as their new manager, 17th manager in Marlins history. Skip Schumacher, we barely knew you. We have a lot of stuff to get to today, and we only have 2 hours to do it. So we're going to do our best to navigate through till 4 o'clock. At 4 o'clock, we'll begin Game Day Uncensored. Brendan Tobin, Solana, Adam Beasley, Omar Kelly, they will get you ready for Monday Night Football tonight, Dolphins and Rams. So we have a lot to get to in a short period of time. So I guess we should get underway, huh? We'll do Headlines with Solana, brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
Joe Shad had an excellent tweet to put into context how important today's game is for the Miami Dolphins. If the Dolphins win tonight, they'll be one game out of an AFC playoff spot in the loss column. They'll improve to 3-6, just one game out of the playoff picture. If the Dolphins lose tonight, they'll be in position for the third overall pick in next year's NFL draft. So win, you're still kind of in the mix. Lose, and you're pretty much set up for a top five draft pick next year.
I'm just not that excited about tonight's game. Only because I actually think that the Dolphins can win, because I think they've got a talented team. Now, I don't know if Tyreek's going to play or not. They just don't do well on prime time.
No.
So I'm dreading tonight's game, because I know how I feel watching the Dolphins in prime time. And it's never fun. I never end up having fun watching them in prime time. I always look forward to it. And then I start watching them and I never have any fun.
Hawk, I told you 7 years ago, Matt Moore was the quarterback and you got me a hookup at the Cheetah and I watched the Ravens beat him by 59. And ever since then, I'm like, this primetime stuff sucks. Sean McVay, Matt Stafford, Puka Nacua is healthy, Cooper Kupp is healthy, DeMarcus Robinson's healthy, Tyrell Williams is healthy. Like, they have their entire squad and we're questioning if people are playing. I don't feel good about tonight.
The Dolphins are not good in prime time, though. I am with you. I'm trying to look up their record in prime time.
I wish they were.
The tweet you just read, if I drive into the grass off the highway, my truck flips over. If I drive in the cement, like, I'll probably get home. That's the craziest tweet I've ever heard. Like, yes, if they lose, they're terrible. If they win, they're good. Come on, man. It's just, they're 2-6.
Well, if they win, though, it's not a loss. As lost as this season feels, they are right in the thick of it if they win tonight. They really are. They just are.
So 3-6 from 2-6 gives you a catastrophic jump in confidence.
Mathematically, it puts you in a much better position because obviously it's a short season. 3-6, you are in striking distance. You're literally in striking distance. 2-7, it's pretty much donezo.
Crowder, these are the teams on the bubble right now. And by the way, we don't have to talk you into this. You think that tweet sucks? Hey, Joe Shad, Crowder thinks your tweet sucks.
And Joe is tight. I'll tell Joe to his face.
The Colts are on the bubble. They're the 8th seed right now. So top 7 seeds make the playoffs. The Colts are 4-6. Flacco's their starting quarterback. They looked bad yesterday. The Bengals are 4-6.
I can't imagine he will be for long, by the way.
Yeah. The Bengals are 4-6. The Jets are 3-7. The Patriots are 3-7. Miami is 2-6. They win tonight. They're 3-6. They're tied in the loss column with all the teams on the bubble. Broncos, and the Broncos are the team that you're looking at 5-5 right now with two straight losses as being a team that can be replaced in the wild card picture. The Dolphins have Las Vegas next week. And then I think they play the Jets twice as well. Like, yeah. It's possible, but you have to. I'm not saying it's probable.
You look at the teams and you go, I think the Bengals probably are the class of this lower class. But the Dolphins, again, if you want to believe what I believe they were at the beginning of the season, and now they've got Tua back. Now, again, Tyreek is a big question mark, so that one hangs over tonight's game. But, you know, obviously, had you stacked up a couple wins with Tua back, this would be a completely different story. They'd be in the driver's seat. That hasn't happened, but it's still not over. But I would say, like, just roster-wise, the Bengals and the Dolphins are the two best rosters of those bubble teams.
They just got to prove that roster can do what it did last year.
And I'm having a tough time getting there. I think they're better than the Rams. I'm just having a tough time getting there on the road in prime time. That's the big hangup for me.
Oh, it's crazy to say. If this was yesterday at 1 p.m., I'd be way more confident.
I'd have bet them. I would bet Dolphins are back up to plus 2.5, and I want to bet them. And I know how I'm going to feel watching this game. I have too much experience.
I got Matt Stafford over a half a yard rushing. I want him to fall forward, QB sneak. It's a half a yard, Hawk.
I had C.J. Stroud yesterday over 13.5 yards rushing. Dude ran for about 3.
18 inches. I can't get 19 inches out of Stafford.
Can get it out of me. So
I don't want it.
while
I pass.
So while the state of Florida fumbles terribly on the football field and the football pitch, thank God for the Florida Panthers. I mean, this Florida Panthers team is unbelievable. They were losing. They came back. They won. They beat the Flyers 4-3 in overtime. They host the Devils tonight. Or excuse me. They host the Devils. Is it tonight or tomorrow? I think tomorrow. Right. And then Thursday as well. So back-to-back games against the Devils. But the Panthers keep winning. They're the class. You want to talk about the class? They're the class of the NHL.
I told you last week, they're better than they were last year. They won a Stanley Cup last year. They're better.
They actually play tomorrow, not tonight.
You said that.
Oh, okay.
I mean, we appreciate you. We appreciate you being you, Jimmy, because he said tonight, but then he said, no, I think it's tomorrow. And then Dan, who's sitting next to you, nodded at him, yes, tomorrow. And then he said tomorrow and Thursday.
Well, maybe Jimmy's listening on delay. Jimmy, are you on delay? Well,
he really doesn't listen much. He gets little bits and pieces, and then he just jams in, which we love. We've told him, please don't change.
Jim, you got on a jersey?
Yes, I do.
He's rocking the merino. Is that new, Jimmy? I don't know if I ever saw you in that.
They don't have no new jerseys for Marino.
I've worn this before.
I hope it's lucky.
Me too.
He wore it at his bar mitzvah.
And thank God for Nikola Jovic, gentlemen. Oh, this Nikola Jovic. Game winner last night versus the Minnesota Timberwolves. No Jimmy Butler. No problem. Go in there. Beat a Western Conference team, one of the best teams in the NBA. That's what the Heat do, man. That's what they do.
I was surprised. They were 8-point dogs yesterday. I live bet Minnesota when Minnesota was only a 3.5-point favorite because I'm like, no way the Heat are going to be able to hang on here. And then Minnesota, they were up by like 11 in the fourth quarter, somewhere around there. If they weren't up 11, they were up 8 with a chance to go up 11. And then all of a sudden, everything started going right. But this Niko Jovic, I'll give it to Spo. Spo realized that lineup needed a little shakeup. Took Niko out of the starting lineup. He looked good. That was probably his best game of the season.
Best game of his career, maybe.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I think our little conversation about Niko Jovic was different about a week and a half ago. Now he's the savior of the season.
He was stinking it up in the starting lineup. He was.
Oh, okay.
He said it last night, too. He joined Jax in the winner circle. He's like, I wasn't doing a good job in the starting lineup. Spo told me, don't worry. Like, my time will come. All it took was one day. That's it. One game, comes off the bench. He looked good. But no joke, like the balls Eric Spoelstra has to draw up the game-winning play after you've lost three straight and you're down two for Niko Jovic is crazy.
And man, by the way, it was a great play. Insane. It was just a great play. Spo is so good at that, which is why the other night with Jimmy Butler was so frustrating because that was coming out of a timeout as well, right?
Yep.
Yeah, that's why I was like, I'm like, Spo always has these great plays coming out of a timeout at the end of a game. You saw it last night. Like, that was brilliant.
Spo didn't draw it for Jimmy to throw it to Tyler out of bounds. That was a
that's
Jimmy
what I'm decision. Saying. Like, it was so jagged, and that's never the way he calls up a play. It just, nothing went right there.
All right, guys, your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7 right now in South Florida, partly what's cloudy.
You heard Fauci barking, and Salada tried to mute himself.
I didn't see
he
that.
He tried to act like it was a pregnant pause, but we all know what you were doing.
Man, put that damn dog outside, man. Dogs.
No, again, why can't you do a home broadcast without it sounding like a home broadcast ever? Why is yours always
I was good. I fixed the echo.
And
nah, I fixed the echo.
And dogs are barking, and you look like you're a hostage in front of a thing holding up a newspaper. I mean, you couldn't put anything. You couldn't tape a shirt up behind you or something.
I got rid of the echo. I put a much better broadcast setup here. I'm still working on my backdrop. No big deal. It's AM radio. And my dog barked one time. That's never happened before on the show, ever.
But you're doing the show, the Game Day Uncensored show. That'll be live on video, right? People can stream that?
Right.
That's the backdrop you're using?
Yeah. I mean, I don't have another backdrop. I don't have another one.
Or a drag pop. What I'm saying is, like, when you say a drag pop, when you say you're working on a new backdrop, like, what have you done? How are you working on it?
I have not done anything yet, but I have this idea.
You could have pulled out just a piece of paper and a magic marker, and you could have written "Go Dolphins," like anything.
A post-it note. Do a little post-it note.
Bunch of post-it notes for the next segment. I would like some post-it notes up behind you, even if they're blank.
Okay.
I just want post-it notes, but something behind you for the next segment.
Yeah. All right. No, I mean, Crowder's backdrop, it's just so good. Just a bunch of boxes of Crowder powder that he's waiting to sell. But yeah, let me focus.
What about these game-worn Dolphin helmets? Or Lawrence Taylor helmet?
Yeah, I mean, he's got a fine backdrop. You can't complain about that. What? Do one of those faux backdrops. Do one of those video-created backdrops like Geno does at the Orange Bowl.
Geno's always in the Canes in the Orange Bowl or whatever.
Yep. There you go. Perfect.
What are you, a comedy show or something now?
Yeah.
Is it the improv?
A couple of one-liners for us. And there you go. A little cat. Cat's looking at you.
So, like, you got a courtyard or a backyard or something to put that dog in?
No, I do have a backyard, but a courtyard? What do you think? I live at a Marriott?
A little front area.
We got to take a break because we have a lot of stuff to get to this afternoon, and time is going to run out quickly.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
What is life if you can't have arroz con pollo?
Hawk and Crowder.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Here's what Jordan McPherson wrote in the Miami Herald, Crowder, about the Hurricanes and the loss. So the number 4 Miami Hurricanes, not number 4 anymore, lost to Georgia Tech on Saturday, put a damper on a previously undefeated season. But as for the Hurricanes' chances to make the ACC championship game, which is December 7th in Charlotte, and potentially the 12-team college football playoff after that, both of those goals are still alive and well. With Pittsburgh getting upset Saturday, losing at home to an unranked Virginia team, Miami still has the inside track to get to Charlotte for the conference title game if it can win its final 2 conference games against Wake Forest, November 23rd. By the way, they announced that as a noon game today. And then the season finale at Syracuse on November 30th. So Jordan McPherson writes, how so? Well, Miami is one of 3 ACC teams with 0 or 1 loss in conference play. The others are SMU and Clemson. SMU's final 3 conference games are Boston College, Virginia, and Cal. Clemson's final league game is Pitt this weekend. Should Miami win its final 2 games and go 7-1 in conference play, there are only 2 scenarios that would involve UM having to deal with any sort of tiebreaker to get into the ACC championship game, and the Hurricanes have the edge in both of those tiebreakers. So the 2 situations, SMU goes 8-0 in conference play, Miami and Clemson both end 7-1. Well, SMU and Miami would then be in the conference championship game. Since Miami and Clemson didn't play each other, the tiebreakers based on win percentage against common opponents. UM and Clemson have 4 common opponents, FSU, Wake Forest, Louisville, and Virginia Tech. In this scenario, Miami goes 4-0 against those teams, while Clemson lost to Louisville, so Miami gets the nod there. The only other scenario is SMU, Miami, and Clemson all go 7-1 in conference play. Since Miami, SMU, and Clemson did not play each other, the 3-way tiebreaker scenario here would be similar to the one that I just mentioned. Win percentage against all common opponents, and that would end up being SMU and Miami in the conference championship game. So bottom line, doesn't matter what SMU or Clemson does. If Miami wins their next two games, they're going to be in the ACC conference championship game. If they don't, then we got a whole different radio show to do.
I think that's easy. I think, you know.
I think so, too. You get that one loss. I'm telling you, yes. There's always that hurdle. I feel like they can do it, and I'm very happy they still can control their own destiny.
Yeah. I hope they put a lot of people around Aronde Gaston Jr.
Holy
because he was
mackerel.
stupid balls the other night.
Did you see the touchdown catch that he had? First of all, he was player of the game. Syracuse lost, but he was player of the game. I think he had like 110 yards receiving and 8 catches, like
offhand.
Yeah.
Spin it around. That was crazy. Yeah, like that whole, you know, they should learn a lot from what Georgia Tech did and the different style of games they have to play. Because I would say a lot of people they're going to play in the college football playoffs are going to try to slow that, do the same thing. It's on again right now, like ESPN2. I just walked out and was flipping through channels, and the game's on again, watching how they did it with a quarterback. I think Cam had 140 yards passing. The other quarterback was 4 for 4 for 16 yards. They were not going to.
And they were thrilled, by the way. They were thrilled with that.
Their game plan was, listen, we're going to run it over and over and over again. Sooner or later, we're going to bust one, and we're going to get the third and short. So I think, you know, Mario Cristobal, Guidry, Shannon Dawson, like, they'll see that and say, okay, we need to adjust. So I do believe they win the ACC or easily go to the ACC championship game, and then you have to remember that Georgia Tech game when you get in the college football playoffs.
So it was what it was. We knew that there was going to be – We were fearful that there was going to be a stumble somewhere on the schedule. In my opinion, it came Saturday. They do control their own destiny. I think they can handle Wake at home. I am a little nervous of the final game of the season against Syracuse. Syracuse hasn't been great this season, but they can play decent football. Mm-hmm. And that'll be an interesting final game of the season. If that one's for all the marble, like if that one is the right to go to the ACC championship game, like that's an unbelievable game to end the season. And we've got vested interests, obviously, with OG Jr. playing there. But it could come down to that.
Hawk, Cal, V-Tech, Louisville, the games you love, 80 points scored. These 25, 22 games are what people are trying to get them into. 17, 20 is what everybody's
Cal game going. All day, all night.
The other team is losing to Miami if they play that Cal game. The other teams are going to see that. No, we can't go and shoot out with Cam Ward. We need to slow play this. What is pull him in the mud is a basketball, you know, phrase as well. Yeah, no, slow this thing down. Shoot with 1 second left on the clock every single time. Don't give him 13 possessions. I don't want to say it broke the code on UM, but Georgia Tech showed a lot of these teams how you need to play this Mario Cristobal team.
It is, though, you know, when you think about it, the shootouts. Isn't Sunday Buffalo and KC
in
the NFL? That's coming up this Sunday? Oh, I'm so excited for that game. Yeah. That's a late game, too, right?
I think it's a 4:15 game, but it's the only game at 4:15.
So oh, really?
That's
going
so.
To be so great, man. I love that game.
Buffalo's going to try to pull them in the mud.
Yeah, I agree. That game always ends up being 45-44. I can't wait for that game. We got to take a quick break here because, again, we do have an abbreviated show today, and I want to make sure that we get everything in. So we'll take a quick break. We're going to come back. We still have another segment to go here in the 2 o'clock hour.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Somebody texts in, how is it possible the most successful and famous person on the show does not know how to unmute their microphone or keep their teeth in?
I let Jesus take the wheel.
Hawk and Crowder.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Based on the conversation at the beginning of the show, Crowder, I'm guessing you are not picking the Miami Dolphins to win tonight, or betting them plus 2.5?
No, no, I already got it in.
Did you bet the Rams?
I bet the Rams. Yeah, I got it at 2.5. I'm betting the Rams minus 2.5. Just West Coast trip, prime time. It just seems a little too much. And McVay, is Mike McDaniels plus, you know what I'm saying? Comes from the same tree, does the same stuff. Has just, I wouldn't say comparable weapons, but has more weapons because of Puka Nacua, Robinson, who went crazy last week, and Cooper Kupp. I said it earlier in the week. I said it last week. Who in the hell is going to cover all these receivers? Because Jalen Ramsey is going to shut down somebody, and then there's two other guys that can play ball. I don't like this matchup at all for the Dolphins.
I'm thinking about – now, I'll tell you in the next hour. I mean, I got obliterated this weekend gambling. I started – it all went downhill. Tuesday, I had the Harris Walls parlay. That didn't cash. But I have not had a winner since. When I say I got obliterated this weekend, here's how I think I might make it all back tonight. I think I might bet my entire bankroll – on Tua over 5.5 yards rushing.
Let's go.
The only thing that gives me some pause is, do they say to him, bro, it's prime time. You cannot run. Because when you run in prime time, it becomes a national story. Next thing, you're on Oprah and Dr. Phil. And so is it possible that they just say, under no circumstance can you move forward with the ball?
They can say it, but we've seen it in a couple games. He sees that hole. It's 3rd and 4. He got to get 4.5, and he takes off. I got my parlays. I got a Rams minus 2.5 and over 49 plus 225. And then I did just a silly one. I got Tyreek over 70.5, DeMarcus Robinson over 28.5, Cooper Kupp over 66.5, and Matthew Stafford over 0.5 yard rushing for plus 1,400.
That Stafford leg is going to be the leg that costs you that parlay. That Stafford leg, the one that you think is the easiest one, that dude does not look to move.
He never runs, but my thing is one little quarterback sneak.
One tush push.
One little tush push, and I'm hitting. But yeah, I do. I don't, and I'm a Dolphin fan, but I just don't see the paths of victory tonight.
I think they're a better team. I really do, and I'm with you on the receivers. They have better receivers. I just think the Dolphins, when they're clicking, and you haven't even really seen them click once this season.
No,
when the Dolphins are clicking, I think they're a better team. I am hung up on prime time on the road. Doesn't end well when it's at home. I am hung up on prime time. They just seem to come up short in prime time.
Cam Smith, Kader Kohu, Marcus May, Jordan Poyer. Like, they're not coverage guys.
It's a lot to ask of those guys.
Yeah, like, Jalen is a dog. Jalen's going to the Pro Bowl. But the other guys, I just see McVay sitting back and saying, oh, Puka Nacua is on Cam Smith? Okay, watch this. And he's going to scheme up some crazy stuff for it.
I'm on Craycraft overs tonight. Anyway, we'll talk about it in the 3 o'clock hour. We'll go through some of the props for tonight. We'll get headlines as well. Don't go anywhere.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Hot sauce-flavored hard seltzers.
Disgusting, and I'm black.
Terrible. And he is black. I can confirm if you don't have the video feed.
Hawk and Crowder.
All right, 3 o'clock hour on a game night. Dolphins in action tonight in L.A. We sound like a bunch of negative Nellies on this program. I'm sorry for just calling it like we see it. Although I have to tell you, during this last commercial break, I think I talked myself into betting the Tua over 5.5. I mean, the like Rob Pizzola said. Now, remember, the two times that I bet the Tua over at the beginning of the season was the first game, Jacksonville. He went flying over. And the second game, Buffalo, he went over and then went out. But he hit the over. And so this is kind of a situation like the Buffalo game. You know, it is. The more that I'm thinking about it, maybe the prime time actually makes it more likely that he's going to take off and run so that he just kind of says, yeah, look, anyone who doubts me, like, watch. I'm out here to win a football game. I'm not pussyfooting around. Like, I'm doing my thing. Got Dan all nervous there. Didn't know I was going with pussy putting.
I don't know if nervous was the word.
My last wins were Alabama -7.5. That was an in-game bet. I was watching the game against LSU, and I'm like, Alabama's just going to win. I was watching, so I'm like, okay, Chiefs in the overtime game. I'm like, well, Patrick Mahomes, they're going to overtime. He's going to figure this thing out. They're going to score. Vikings -3. All my wins were watching the game. Last time Tua ran, he runs and he just falls forward like a baby with no sock grips on. Like, it's not an aggressive, dominating run. It's a panicked run. And
you're forgetting games. You're forgetting games one and two.
I can't live with panicked.
Bless Dolly. Forgetting games one and two.
Dolly.
Rio 5. Thank you, Jimmy.
You're welcome, and thank you to UF for keeping Billy Napier. Can't wait for another season.
Widow's Peak. You keep coming at me, huh?
Woo! I mean, this Florida team, and good Lord, this FSU team, holy hell, what are we watching in Florida college football, especially this past weekend? Holy mackerel.
It's ridiculous. And then you re him up. This is the thing that gets me. You say, oh, he's our guy, before you play Texas, LSU, and Ole Miss. And Ole Miss just whooped Georgia, who whooped us. Like, so we're about to get our ass whooped by 30-plus points 3 weeks in a row. And they just say, oh, no, Billy's fine. Our saving grace is November 30th because it's going to be Florida State. It'll be about a 9-3 game, and maybe we'll squeak it out late.
Like, 15.
Like, come on, man. I hate it. They don't have to fire the man, and I don't know if it's true. I still don't. But I just hate how they did it before this long stretch. It's ridiculous. You know what I have figured out? Jimmy, you brought it up because you hate me. They don't want to lose the two classes that Billy has.
Correct.
So the guys that came in.
And he's the guy who recruited them.
The sophomore and freshman, they really believe in the sophomore and freshman class. And they think if Billy leaves, a lot of those guys will transfer.
You left wherever you were going because
Zook, when Zook got the job and Strong got the job. And then when Zook got fired, it's the reason I went to the NFL early, because I'm like, I don't know Urban Meyer and he seems like a butt wipe. So I'm going to leave. So yeah, you do play for coaches. And the sentiment I've heard is that they really believe in the freshman and sophomore class. That's not an excuse, because I don't like it. If they want to leave, haul ass. Like, let's get somebody in that can win games. But that's what I've heard since I've been very irritated by this announcement last week.
No, but they can't afford the buyout clause. I think I read to you guys last week.
They can afford $26 million.
But why pay $26 million when you're not on the verge of winning next season?
It's rich guys that own 100 car dealerships. Let them pay it out. Nobody cares.
I mean, what else are they doing with their money up in Gainesville? How many nut boxes can you buy?
I don't know what to do. Buy another gas station? We have gas. Pay out Billy Napier and move on.
You
want to
know what the line is for Florida LSU? Florida hosts LSU on Saturday.
LSU favored by 10.
3.5.
I'm taking LSU.
The weird line, isn't that? Yeah, wow. Solana's got the same, like when I looked at it, strange line. There's already a line, by the way. You know, Dolphins are 2.5-point dogs tonight. There's already a line for Dolphins Raiders at Hard Rock Stadium next week. You want to guess?
Dolphins favored by 4.
5.5.
7. Dolphins -7.
Wow.
I know.
Vegas. Crazy. Damn, crazy. Vegas. So smart. I'll take the Dolphins still at 7.
I think so, too. Let me get through tonight's game first, though, before I talk about how good they are.
Raiders are terrible. We lose by 80.
We'll get headlines here in 1 second. I want to tell everybody we have finally rescheduled our Whiskey Stars and Cigars event. Now, this may mean that there's one final hurricane coming this season, and it'll be November 20th, right around the plantation area. Or maybe we'll finally get this event off the ground, which has been postponed twice due to storms. But the Whiskey Stars and Cigars event, presented by us here at QAM and Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall, is Wednesday, November 20th, new location, Tabacón Cigars and Spirits at Plantation Walk. That's by you, Crowder. Plantation Walk, supposed to be super nice outdoor shopping area. And it's going to be a week from Wednesday, Wednesday the 20th. Mm-hmm. And you can enjoy a sample of Jack Daniel's Bonded Series and a cigar from Drew Estate. And again, it's at Tabacón Cigars and Spirits at Plantation Walk. It's presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall, your 2023 Dealer of the Year. Sponsored by the main man. There's nobody better to help you flip your biz and cash out big than the main man. And by the injury law firm Cohen & Judah, where a partner handles every single case. Call 866-FAIR-FEE. But if you come out that night to Plantation Walk, we're going to do the show out there from 2 till 6. Come out that night at Plantation Walk. You can talk sports. The entire QAM staff is going to be there, and it will be a lot of fun. So it is finally rescheduled. All right, let's get headlines here for the 3 o'clock hour, our final hour on the air today. And then Game Day Uncensored will begin. Here are headlines with Solana, brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
Either of you have a feel as to whether or not Tyreek Hill is going to play today? He is a game time decision.
I feel like he's going to play. I am a little leery that came up on the injury report kind of out of nowhere, and they've been non-committal. But yeah, my gut instinct is that he's going to play. It's prime time, man. Yeah. Like, this is kind of where he thrives or wants to thrive.
Yeah, and I'm not saying he's an attention guy or whatever, but he just wants to play in front of the best, or everybody watching, I would say. He enjoys proving that.
I didn't want to say that, but that's what I think is going on
here. Yeah, it's like, hey, I'm not disappearing in Miami. Watch this. And he was voted the number one player in the world at this sport a year ago by the players that play the game. He doesn't want to, hey, yeah, I'm on the sideline. Yeah, let me send my Mike McDaniel and give him some advice. No, Tyreek's going to play. 100%, not 100%. I think Tyreek plays tonight.
So his player props, let me just look. Receiving, I have 71.5.
I got 70.5.
71.5 now. And receptions is 5.5.
I like receptions more than the bet I have.
What about no rushing prop for him? I like when he's a half yard because they seem to give him one little carry. Rushing props, Devon Achane tonight, 54.5. Mostert, 28.5. Jalen Wright, 15.5 to a 5.5.
Kind of like Jalen.
I know, 15.5, like he breaks off a couple.
Yeah, and they get him in, especially in the second half. They let him, fresh legs. I like that one.
I got brutalized this weekend. Like, I can't even begin to tell you. I didn't win a bet. Win a bet. And I had a lot of them going. I'll tell you just some of them. I had C.J. Stroud over 14.5 yards rushing last night. He ended with 5. I live bet the Timberwolves -3.5 last night. Heat won outright.
Coward.
I was. I had the Vikings -7. I put money. I had my biggest bet of the week on the Giants, 9:30 a.m. I woke up early. I willingly placed a lot of money this weekend on Daniel Jones and Sam Darnold. I need a CTE baseline test. I had Christian McCaffrey over 66.5 yards rushing. He ended with 40.
Yeah.
I did a money line parlay. So all they had to do was win. I wasn't even giving points. Vikings, Eagles, and the Giants, which is what I was so certain that the Giants were going to slaughter them on Sunday morning. This guy, Bryce Young, all of a sudden
wants to play football again.
I had the Giants -6.5. I live bet Inter Miami at -110 when they went down 2-1.
Yeah.
I live bet the Miami Hurricanes at +4.5. I bet them at -10 before the game. I bet AFC Bournemouth Final score would be 2-2. Also bet them for a draw. Thought I had inside info.
I thought I had action. And this damn Bryce Young killed me. Because I had Ravens, with the Thursday night game over 53, killed that. And now I have Dolphins over 50. Dolphins round, I know they're going to hit 50. I had plus 600 on this bet. Giants minus 6.5. But we're betting, but if you were to say Bryce Young and Daniel Jones, we're betting the fastest turtle. Yeah, no, this turtle's going to go fast.
I could not believe how bad Daniel Jones was. Because, I mean, how often do you watch a full Giants game?
Never.
I could not believe how bad Daniel Jones was.
He can't throw.
He's just awful. Everything about him is awful.
Yes. Can't even check it down. He's standing in front of you, Daniel. Damn, Daniel. Back at it again with the incompletions.
Did you see what he had? There was a flea flicker. Everyone's open. He took a sack. How many times do you see a quarterback take a sack on a flea flicker?
He needs LASIK. There's no way he can see those guys down the field.
Crazy.
Or the Panthers and my guy Bryce Young are on the up and up, baby. They're on the up and up, baby. First win streak. Listen to this stat.
It is a win streak
for the Carolina Panthers. Two consecutive wins since week three of the 2021 season, 3 years ago.
Solana, the up and up is going to overtime with the Giants and winning by a field goal.
Get the dub. That's all that matters. Go get the dub. That's it. And he played well. You have to give it to him. He played well. I'm sorry you lost, Hawk. I didn't text you about it. I guess I did tweet about it. I forgot that you had put money on it. But I didn't make a big fuss about it because I'm not rooting against you guys. But at least give my guy Bryce Young a smidget of credit. He played well in that game.
15 for 25, 126 yards.
Yeah, I thought he had like 125 yards.
He killed it, Dan. He killed
so
it.
That's how bad the Giants are. That's who they lost to. And by the way, it's not a smidget.
Just a smidget of credit. He played within himself.
It's a smidgen.
Playing within himself is 126?
Just play within yourself. No turnovers. Keep the field short. Run for a couple first downs. Move the chains. That was a big-time dub for my guy Bryce.
They could have snapped the ball directly to Hubbard.
They could have played with 10.
They could have played with 10. Just skip the handoff and just give it straight to Chuba, whatever the hell his name is.
Kahubia.
Chahuba Hubert. What did you call him last week?
Kahubia. All right, what else do you have in the headline, Solana?
Just since we're on the NFL and the Giants, I read that Brian Daboll was asked if Daniel Dimes was going to start for the Giants this upcoming week. And, they do have a bye week, but after that. And he said that the coaching staff are evaluating everything, and he did not commit to an answer.
Interesting. The Bears, Matt Eberflus said Caleb Williams will continue to start. That team is brutally bad, too.
How did they score 3 points, Hawk, against New England?
Against
the
Patriots.
At home.
And this is like, and by the way, Caleb Williams got weapons. Like, it's not like that team is devoid of offense. Sometimes you get a number one quarterback pick and they go to a team and there's just no weapons. He's got weapons. They're so bad that it's scary. Speaking of quarterbacks, though, I saw the Indianapolis Colts are sticking with Joe Flacco.
Yeah.
And Anthony Richardson will continue to ride the bench.
Best option they got.
I don't think so anymore. I don't think so.
We've seen Anthony Richardson.
Did you see Joe Flacco the last two games?
Yes, but he at least knows where the guys are.
No, he does not.
They're all blind.
He threw two interceptions on their first three drives. Two interceptions.
He was bad.
Yeah.
You can't tell me that Anthony Richardson is not as good an option, if not better, than Joe Flacco. I don't get that.
I don't know. They'd have to change the offense and let him use his athleticism, but then his hip's gonna dislocate.
Well, that's the problem. So if you think it's like a lost season already, I don't know. Were they in the group that
they're actually the 8 seed right now. They're on the bubble at 4-6, second in the AFC South.
I don't know what I would do there. I think I go with Anthony Richardson.
Isn't it so obvious, though? Like, even if they were to sneak into the playoffs by some miracle, they're not winning the Super Bowl. I mean, that's what happens on the NFL when head coaches who are good head coaches like Steichen don't have job security and they have to go and play games with Joe Flacco to win rather than finding out if they actually have a franchise winning, quarterback. Though.
That's the thing. Who gives you the best chance to win? Versus,
who cares?
No, it's a lot
well,
of
I thought the, so 2 weeks ago when they went with Flacco. I was with you, and you said it when the Dolphins were playing them. Hey, I'd rather be playing Anthony Richardson than Joe Flacco. Yes. But the last couple of games, I just don't think so anymore.
But can Shane Steichen, to your point, Solana, Shane Steichen, who I do think is a good coach, I think he's an offensive mind, how can you go sell at this point, halfway through the season, hey, we're just seeing what Anthony Richardson has. We're just seeing if we have the guy of the future. No, the guy wants to win games. The owner wants to win games. He doesn't want to see what somebody has. You should have figured that crap out in camp, coach.
No, you don't figure it out in camp because there's a lot of guys, like in Miami, who look good in camp, and then when they go out in the field, they poop Skyler themselves. Thompson. Right. Look at what the Steelers – no joke, Crowder. Look at what the
Maybe
Steelers
Maybe they
want
to trade Skyler for Flacco straight up.
Take him. Done. I'll donate money.
Bro, look at what the Steelers did. They had a quarterback. What was his name? Kenny Pickett. And everybody knew he was trash, but they had to wait and see. They couldn't just punt on him because they had to figure out, okay, do we actually have a guy that we can play with?
And the Steelers.
They figured it out. They don't.
MVP.
Oh, my God. The dime he threw on fourth down to go win the game or on third down.
So Justin Fields, in my estimation, will be expendable at the end of the season.
Later.
Yeah.
Hmm. So what you give Russ, you know, Russ is on that 1 year deal.
Yeah, I think you lock him up.
You give Russ real money now?
2 years, maybe. 2 years. Oh, like okay. I think that Mike Tomlin is such a good head coach. You give him a decent quarterback, and Russell Wilson is at the very least decent.
Mm-hmm.
They roll. What are they, 7-2?
Yeah, they're 7-2.
That's crazy.
They're first place. They play in the same division as the Ravens. They're in first place in that division. Now, granted, look at the Steelers. I was looking at this yesterday. Listen to the Steelers' schedule over the next couple games. Are you ready? They have Baltimore on Sunday.
Not easy.
Then they play the Browns on Thursday Night Football. It's a divisional game, but easy. Then they play at Cincy, host the Browns again. So their next four games are critical. But then look at the end of their schedule. At the Eagles, at the Ravens, hosting Kansas City, hosting Cincinnati. They have a gauntlet the rest of the way outside of those two Browns games.
But that's why you build up a nice 7-2 cushion.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what we talked about with the Dolphins.
Yeah.
Hey, let's go on to the tough part of the schedule at 7-2, 7-1, and we'll be cake. No. 2-6.
Didn't work out that way. All right. Anything else? Give us a smidget more.
Smidget.
The Miami Hurricanes have dropped to number 12 in the latest AP pool, by the way.
Yeah, that's probably
eight.
That's probably about right. You lose to an unranked team. Your schedule was shaky at best. Like,
Hawk, I know we're up against it, but leaving points, the amount of points that the Canes left on the board and some of the decision making by whoever's calling the offense was just so hard to watch on multiple times on fourth down. Damian Martinez had a drive in the third quarter. You're trailing. He had a drive where he picked up like 30-something yards on the ground. He was bulldozing right down the middle. 4th-and-1, your second fourth down conversion attempt of the game. 4th-and-1 to run a bootleg to Cam Ward's left side rather than just giving it back to Damian Martinez or Fletcher, for that matter, to go get 1 yard. I don't understand what they're doing there. I for the life of me,
that was I remember that play. That play call I thought was terrible as well because he's throwing against his body. It was just weird.
They lost by 5. They had 2 opportunities to kick field goals that they didn't take advantage of. That's the game right there. It is. I know the defense looked terrible, and I know Lance Guidry's getting a ton of heat today, but that game was lost because the offense just didn't take advantage of opportunities in the game, like simple opportunities.
Anyways. Those plays, like you're saying, that rollout to the left is like they'll never expect it. We got them. And then you got them till you don't got them.
Right.
I know. I'm with you. Was it Shannon Dawson? Like, yeah, I'm not saying it's a great call. But some, what's it called, overanalyze where you're going to trick yourself almost. yeah, this guy's going to get 7 yards a pop. Watch. They won't expect this.
Right.
No,
right.
Give them what they expect. It's see if they can stop it.
It's the Seahawks at the 1 yard line in the Super Bowl. Rather than hand it off to Marshawn Lynch, they'll never expect a play action pass. Well, here comes Malcolm Butler to steal the Super Bowl from you.
Yeah. Those OCs sometimes have like a little box in red on the bottom right hand corner of their play sheet of these are the ones. No, they're not the ones. Line up and run the football.
Brian Flores thought that was a great play, by the way, because he did the same stuff with Jacoby Brissett on 4th and 1 all the time, rather than just let him run it through. Play action. Here comes a deep ball. The Heat picked up a huge win yesterday. At some point this week, we have to talk about Tyler Hero because he's balling. They're at Detroit tomorrow. Their first in-season tournament game, NBA Cup tomorrow. Inter Miami, catastrophic loss. 3-2 Saturday night. Truthfully, an embarrassment. Honestly, just a total embarrassment.
What was the mood? Because you were there. What was the mood walking out of Chase Field?
Oh, my God. Quiet.
Because everyone's there. It's not just Miami. People are flying in to see Messi, and they go out like that.
Quiet. And the entire second half was just, like, extremely nervous.
Like, this can't be happening. Like
really?
When do they take the lead?
Right. the Marlins do have a new manager, Clayton McCullough, 19th manager in franchise history. They also hired Pedro Guerrero as their new hitting coach. He has some ties to the assistant general manager, was the hitting coach for the San Francisco Giants. And finally, Zion Williamson, just couldn't wait till tomorrow, out indefinitely with a strained hamstring, will be reevaluated in a few weeks.
Maybe him too much. He's fine from what I hear.
Man, he's fine. He's fine. You said he had a what? Sam, he got too many ham sandwiches?
He forgot to stretch.
I tell y'all.
He forgot to stretch.
I tell y'all. His hamstrings are pork chops. Yeah, you just this can't isn't run the, 82 games on pork chops.
This isn't the MVP season that I was talking about.
Next year, that's still out there.
Yep.
Yeah, next year.
Still out there.
Little older, little fatter. He gonna tighten up.
And still fresh.
out indefinitely with a strained muscle.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Who's that happen to?
They're just slow playing him. He's fine. He can play tomorrow. They're saving him for the playoffs.
Yeah, big push. Big playoff run coming.
Your weather from the DeBesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Right now in South Florida, partly cloudy. It is sunny outside, actually. Very sunny. Tonight, the lows will drop into...
Partly cloudy, sunny?
Yeah, partly cloudy. But actually, when I looked outside, pretty sunny. The lows tonight will be in the mid to upper 70s. Gentlemen, that is your weather.
All right. Do not go anywhere. We got about 30 minutes left for us today, and then we will turn it over to the Game Day Uncensored crew. Get you ready for some Monday Night Football.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I died on Saturday night one time, played Sunday.
Hawk and Crowder.
Don't look on your computers, Crowder or Solana. I'm excluding Jimmy from this because I think he knows too much. I think you know too much, Jimmy. Don't get all huffy. Marlins have hired their brand new manager. They made it official today.
Mm-hmm.
Already forgot what his name is. Clayton McCullough.
Mm.
Can you name the other managers in Marlins history? I have a list in front of me. Name a few. I'll knock them down as you name them.
Donnie Baseball.
Don Mattingly. There you go.
Freddie Gonzalez.
Schumacher.
Skip Schumacher.
Skip Schumacher. Correct. There you go.
Mike Redmond.
Excellent.
Kim Ng.
No.
Not the manager.
Okay. She was there, though.
Yes. Yes, she was.
Okay. Derek Jeter.
Jeter, again, not a manager. Solana, you're looking down at something. Don't look down.
I'm not. My hands are up here. I promise.
Jim Leland,
you're
right?
Telling me you guys are stuck on Don Manning?
No. Freddie Gonzalez? I could keep going. Yeah, Jim Leland is another one.
Jim Leland, of course, very good. Smoked cigarettes in the dugout.
Tim or John.
You are so close.
Jim.
You're so close. Dan Jennings.
That's who you were thinking of, right? With the hair and the facial
that's
hair.
That's right. Dan Jennings with the hair.
Joe Girardi left to the Yankees.
Joe Girardi, that is correct. I think he won Manager of the Year, and then they gave him the boot.
We didn't say Jack McKeon yet, right? I mean, that's all-time.
Jack McKeon twice, to be quite honest. Right. But yes, mm-hmm. Jack McKeon.
All-time Marlins manager. And then I know Ozzie Guillen had a spell here that didn't
Ozzie
end very Guillen. Well.
That was the big season. Remember, they were featured on the franchise on Showtime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that's all I got in me. I don't know. Like, I don't know the first couple managers before Jimmy.
You know the first manager in history, Jimmy? First Marlins manager in history.
Rene Latchman.
Very good. Wow. I knew he was going to know too much.
Jimmy, you look. Any other up, guesses, really Crowder?
Here's the thing. I was figuring out I know his last name was Latchman, but I wasn't sure if it was Rene or Richard.
You went with Rene. You got it right.
Yes.
No, he looked it up. Jimmy.
Yeah, man. Y'all be cheating, man. When we play the games, I never cheat. I really try.
He's not cheating. Is he cheating, Dan?
Yeah, he looked it up, I could tell. Because he said, here's the thing.
Let me check his Google search. I see his Google search.
So did you look it up and it said R. Latchman and you didn't know if it was Rene or Richard? Or did you know that?
I knew it started with an R.
Did you look it up or not?
Yes, I did.
Jimmy, I'm trying to help you, bro.
But I knew his last name was...
I just said you can't look it up.
But I knew his last name was Latchman.
How is that reasoning for you cheating?
We've had this conversation before. So I'm perfect. Never going to commit a crime with Jimmy because it's going downhill fast.
Right. Jimmy, we told you not to say anything. I didn't say anything other than we did it.
That's the point.
Who went in first? Oh, Channing went in first. Yeah, he was.
But I'm not telling you that Channing went in first.
I didn't tell you. They asked, so I answered. Huh?
The other managers, wait. Edwin Rodriguez.
What about Mike Piazza? Right. Where's
Mike
Piazza?
Interim manager.
John Bolles.
Jeff Torborg. Tony Perez. John Bolles. Cookie Rojas.
Oh, Cookie Rojas. That's right. How could I forget that?
Two games.
Yeah.
Two games. He was an interim manager at the end of the season for two games.
I think Jack McKeon took over for him, right? Wasn't that? Or was
I
that
believe so, yeah. I believe, no, Leland took over.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That anyway. Management meeting, though, hey, we're firing somebody. Man, let Cookie take a chance.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. Cookie's a legend. It was like, yeah, let him manage. Take a chance. Give him a couple games.
No.
There you go. Marlins have a brand new manager in town, Clayton McCullough. He gets added to the prestigious list of Marlins managers, and Will Manso tweeted out that moves Clay Ferrero down a notch on famous Claytons in South Florida. Ooh. I tweeted back at them, you're forgetting Mark Clayton. Mm-hmm. And so now Clay was down to three. Cuno just tweeted, you're forgetting the king of Clay, Rafael Nadal.
Yeah, great.
And so now Clay Ferrero's in danger of falling out of the Mount Rushmore of Clays in South Florida.
Charles Clay.
The tight end, Charles Clay.
Charles Clay. What a great call.
Disaster for the Dolphins. I shouldn't say disaster, but no good for the Dolphins.
Did he end up in Buffalo?
He was in Buffalo, and one of the last times the Dolphins beat Buffalo, the second to last time they beat Buffalo in Miami, Josh Allen threw him a pass in the end zone to win it, and he dropped it. So
you remember that?
Yeah, Miami legend.
I remember that.
Miami legend. Well, there goes Clay Ferrero off the list. He has been completely bumped by Charles Clay.
How about Clayton Bigsby?
Clayton Bigsby, another good one. I don't know if he lived in South Florida. He lived in the South, but I'm not certain South Florida.
He visited.
If you know, you know. It's a funny joke if you know. All right, we got to take a break. We'll come back for one more segment. We'll wrap things up here, get you ready for Dolphins-Rams tonight, and then we'll hand it over to the Game Day Uncensored crew with Brendan Tobin and Solana and Omar Kelly and Adam Beasley.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I saw Tua at the Pro Bowl. He might be related to Alicia Keys.
Hawk and Crowder.
Jimmy is just showing out for Dan Day here because he hasn't played Limp Bizkit in 3 years on this show. But because he's sitting next to Dan Day, he's firing off Weezer and Limp Bizkit. He plays to whoever is in that room, unless it's Solana. Then he doesn't. Then he plays actively against whoever's in that room. Anywho, wrap things up here on a game night. We're in the home stretch of the 2024 hurricane season. Keep your fingers crossed. Hurricane season comes every single year, though. There's never a break. Good news is you can reduce your stress level during hurricane season by contacting BNT Impact Windows and Doors, taking a step to protect your home with PGT Custom Windows and Doors. That's a great feeling when you've got the PGT Custom Windows and Doors protecting everything. So if you do own a home here in South Florida or on the west coast of Florida, BNT now services the west coast of Florida as well. Maybe you have a little vacation apartment on the west coast, Naples, Fort Myers. You can take a step now. Get PGT Custom Windows and Doors installed, and then you're one step ahead for next hurricane season. So call BNT 954-233-0126. That's 954-233-0126. Or you can check them out online at bntwindowsanddoors.com. All right, who's going to give me a winning bet for tonight, Crowder? I am in such dire need of a winner, or else I have to go into self-imposed hibernation again. So I've got to make something happen. I don't know if I start splitting stuff up into four or five smaller bets or if I just go one massive bet for tonight. I'm not betting a side because I really could see the Dolphins winning, but I also could see what happens to them on primetime happening. So I'm not betting a side. Maybe the over. Oh, I bet the over. Pizzola liked the over.
I'm just going to tell you the over. I got it at 49. Now it's down to 48.5.
Maybe I'll bet the over.
I just, like you think, the Dolphins offense, they're going to do a little something. They've been now with Tua back. What was it? They're averaging 27 with Tua back. Matt Stafford and Sean McVay aren't getting choked out. They're not going to score 10. So we're both in the 20s. Can we both get to 25, 24? We're right there.
Yeah, I think that's my play. I think I like the over. That's what Pizzola told us last week when I asked him about the game.
Yeah.
You don't like it, Solana?
Yeah, I do. I like it. What about, because we do porpoise props on the show. It's a segment. And what I was going to tell Tobin was both teams to score a rushing touchdown in this ball game.
So I bet that all the time on all these different games because Appel loves both teams to score a rushing touchdown. And I don't know. It never seems to cash for me. Somehow they end up every time they get down to the goal line, they run Ingold up the middle twice, doesn't go anywhere. And then all of a sudden Tua flares out and hits River Craycraft. I don't know. I never seem to win with that. And I like that bet. I just never seem to win with it.
It's at minus 115 right now. And I don't know, man, like Devon Achane, Raheem Mostert in the red zone, that seems to be working, even though last game they threw him a little screen pass and that's how Achane got in. But that seems to be working. And if you guys think it's going to hit the over, you think there's going to be touchdowns in this game, right? So I think at minus 115 with Kyren Williams on the other side, it's a decent thing to take a flyer on.
What about like Stafford? Stafford over 253.5 yards passing.
I think it'll be close, but if we're talking like to Solana's point, if we're talking about both teams scoring three touchdowns, Stafford's going to be over 200 for sure.
A
Stafford and Tua, what's Tua?
245.5.
Stafford over 250, Tua versus over 245. We got a shootout, baby.
A special or defensive team touchdown, by the way, is at plus 240. I like that, man. I really like that. Weird things happen on Monday Night Football. Weird things happen.
I think Hawk talked me into that last Super Bowl, and I put like five units on it. So well, I'm so terrified
on your
of
part.
That.
I was talking about a little prop play. I mean, what are you doing? I mean, Jimmy, just blurt out Jack McKeon right now. You'll make my day.
Hawk ran me away from this defensive special team touchdown last Super Bowl.
Jack McKeon.
There you go. Oh, my guy. All right, we got to wrap things up here. That was excellent. We got to wrap things up here. Game Day Uncensored is coming up next. Tobin and Solana, Omar Kelly, and Adam Beasley. They'll get you ready for the game. Crowder will tell you about Ed Morse before we get out of here for the evening, and then we will turn things over to the Game Day Uncensored crew.
You know what? If you're ready to ride off in a new, beautiful new Chevy, then you got to get down to the Ready to Ride event at Edmore Sawgrass Chevrolet. You want to talk about inventory? They got inventory. Shop over 22 acres of your all new favorite Chevrolets. It's beautiful. Go check out the lot. Get behind the wheel of a new Chevy with up to 20% off MSRP. I didn't misspeak. 20% off MSRP. It is a steal. They're giving away these cars. Ready to ride with a new truck? Go check out the 2024 Silverado. You know I'm a pickup truck guy. Y'all have seen them on the road. Get that Silverado for as low as $29,995 or buy it with 0.9% financing. Plus, at Ed Morse Sawgrass Chevrolet, your trade is always worth more. I tell you, my man Ed Morse down there, my people down there, they're going to watch out for you on the front end and the back end. The most for your trade, give you a great deal on your new car. I'm telling you, they want to get you in one of these beautiful new Chevys. Make it easier to upgrade to the new Silverado, the Equinox, the Tahoe, and more. Don't miss out. Buy a new Silverado for as low as $29,995 or 1.9% financing at the Ready to Ride event. Just click EdmoreSawgrassChevrolet.com, your lease return headquarters. Chevy, together, let's drive.
All right, everybody, have a great and safe Monday night. Go Dolphins! We will speak with you, hopefully on a Victory Tuesday, mañana.
And I'm going to work on my Drek Pop.
You need to need, 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 need.
That's all, folks.
You need to need.
Path, path, pass.
Take care, brush your hair.